We are on Daf Chavov Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. V'omar Rabbe Zorak Tinek Meroy Shagak. A person threw a Tinek Meroy Shagak. Ubo Acher V'Kibloy B'Sayif. And someone is standing underneath the Tinek. And when the tinnik falls, so he's mekabelim besayif, so that means he falls on the sayif of the oiches asayif, and that's what kills him. Is plukte drab Yehuda ben seire berabonim. So if the mekabel besayif will be chayiv misen, is dependent on the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira and Rabbona. The Sanya, we learned a beraisa. He kuhu asora b'nei odom ba'asora makolis. 10 people hit someone, and after they hit him, he died. Bein bebasachas, bein bozeacharze, kulam pturim. The old potter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Imer, Bozeh Acher Zeh, if it was Bozeh Acher Zeh, so the last one was the Maki Bepate, she was Kirev Misosoi, Ha'achin Chayev Mimnei Shekirev Misosoi. Now let us see Rashi. Pturim the beinon sheyake kol nefesh odom kol hanefesh. It says ish asheyake kol nefesh odom. Ve'ein kan make kol hanefesh. This was divided up between 10 people. Each one took away a kol do nefesh. But there was not one person that was make kol nefesh odom. Upturim mimise. So the old part of a mise, you have to be make kol nefesh odom. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire chayev ze shekible besayev mnei shekirev es misosay. He was mekarev the mise. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds kol dehu nefesh, ish ki yake kol dehu nefesh. So memele, if the achrein, if the asori ku asore bnei odom, asore makolis bezech azeb, so after the 9 people kill him, he's still alive. How long he'll be alive is debatable, but Al Kaponim is still alive. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira is mechayev on a kol dehu nefesh. And the Gemara says that the Yesod HaMachlokes is there's a treife, there's a goises bidei odom, there's a goises bidei shamayim. And let's first speak about a treife and a goises bidei shamayim. A treife means that one of the vital organs that is necessary for a person to possess in order to live is, it's damaged. There's a damage in one of the vital organs. So it's called a gavre ktila. Without the organs that can function properly, so it's called a gavre ktila. Even though he can live, a treifer could live 12 months, but Al Kaponim, since he doesn't possess the necessary organs which bring chiyos, he's called a gavre ktila, and then everyone is moide, a hoiriges a treifer, yepota. That's not called kol dehu nefesh. That's called, he's a gavre ktila. That's a treifer. Then there's a geises bidei shamayim. A geises bidei shamayim means he's not a treife. all the organs, the vital organs, are working. But he's in a very ernst matzev. There's an infection in him and there's a machle, which is going to be maimus him. But since the organs are intact, and mitzad gufoy, he could live. There is something in him that is being maimus him, a machle, an infection. Zikne, abal koponim, the organs are intact. She's called a chai l'chol tov. And therefore, if someone is mekarev misos izaritzeich, alibi de kulam, that's called a kol nefesh. He has a nefesh. Even though Rav Geis is in lemisa, the prognosis is he's going to die. He can die the next hour, but al koponim, mitzad gufoy, mitzad binyan gufoy, b'etzem he could live. There is a machle that is being maimis him. So that's called, he's called Izachai. Then there's a Geisis Bidei Odom. Now Geisis Bidei Odom is this case of Yikohu Asorah B'nei Odom B'Asorah Makleis. Now the Hako, even though the vital organs were not damaged, he's not a treife, but the Hako did damage to the goof. There is zicher is avid bei maise. It's called something was done to him. The organs are intact, but something was done to the goof or Adam, and that's worse than the geisus b'day shemayim. Because geisus b'day shemayim, there's a double study that wants to be maimis him, the machle. But here, the Gufa Odom was weakened through the Hakois. So, Be'emison, this is the Machloikis, the Chachomim, and Abyudah Be'emseir. The Chachomim hold that this is equivalent to a Treife. That's the Lomdus of the Pasuk. A Koldo Nefesh, that means the Kimendis Avid Be'emaisa, so that's considered that there's only a koldahu nefesh, because the hakos damaged his chiyus, even though the basic organs are still intact. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds now. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira holds. So that's how the Gemara explains the machlokes, and we have here a machlekes laloche, if there's a chiyuv on a kol dehu nefesh. Let's just mention what Rashi says in Sanhedrin. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire, that you're chayiv on a kol dehu nefesh, so why in the first case, yiko asor b'nei odom basor makolis bebas achas, why aren't they all chayiv? There's a kol dehu nefesh. So, Rashi says, because it says, Ish ashayake kol nefesh. One ish has to be maka kol du nefesh. But two anoshim are not chayiv. Ish ashayake kol du nefesh. So, memela, in the first case, there's more than one ish. So that is why, Philav Yudim Memseir is moide ben yopota. Now, let us mention a gewaldike ha'ore that the Ramban in Mulchamas asks. Because of this ha'ore, he makes a mapecha, which we will not go into. The Ramban asks, V'omar Rabbe. Now, we had learned that Rabbe is the one that holds Bosa Mikoras Lina. That Rabbi was the one that said, Zorakli Miroisha Gagbacha Vishibroi Bemako Potter, my time monetvira tova. It's considered a monetvira. It's a monetvira because you hold Bosar Mikore. We hold that it's broken already. So now it is a din of amona tvira. That is the svare of Rabbe. Frekt the Ramban. So if Rabbe holds posa mikore and it's considered that it's broken now, so it's a gavri ktila kotel. So why is the second one chayiv? This is a ha'ore from the Ramban. And therefore, because of this, he says, Rabbi does not hold Bosa Mikore. And you have to know what we do with the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek. The Nachlas David and Av Yudzayinam at Beis says we can't be Medame Miset in the Zokin. He says as follows. He says, that is Zicher. If Zorak Tinek Miroi Shagag Ubo Acha Bekibloi Besayiv, there is Zicher Akol Duhu Nefesh that the second one was Mekarev. We cannot say that he's dead already. We cannot say Avela starts already. I mean, he's the Tinnik is completely alive. We cannot compare Misa, the Chiyav Misa, to the Chiyav Nezokin. He says, this concept that we say, Boso Mikore, but it's broken already, Zonya Lochen Tashlumi Nezokin. It's not a Aloche in Hilchus Retzichen. The second one is Zicha Kireves Misosai. So if it's Kireves Misosai, so the first one he says can't be Chayiv because then it's two Anoshim that Ishki Yake Kol Nefesh Ish V'lo Yishnayim. So the first one can't be Mechayiv, can't become Mechuyiv Misa because Al Kolchoch, the second one is Kireves Misosai. This we cannot ignore. So the second one is Akirev, so the first one can't be Chayiv. It can't be Mechayiv, both of them. So Memele, it's not a Shailis, but it seems, this is still a Mir de Gemara, which we have to appreciate. According to the Chachomim, it's called a Kol Duhu Nefesh. It's called a Kol Duhu Nefesh, that means since he's Oymed Lomos, because of the Maisa this Aved Bey, so the second one that killed him is called a Koldo Nefesh, and according to the Chachamim the Potter, and according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, so there's a Chiva and a Koldo Nefesh also. Bo Sheir Vikibloi Bekarnov. What happened? It was a Sheir Amud, and this Tinnik is falling down, so the Sheir is Kibloi Bekarnov, so that killed the Tinnik. So, L'chayre, now we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seire, that just like there's a Chiyiv of Kirev Misosoi by a Odom, so there's a Chiyiv Tashlumei Koifer if a Sheir is Kirev Misosoi. So, a Sheir is has the same din like an Odom. If an Odom is Chayiv Misa for a Koldo Nefesh, so there's a Chayiv Koifer if a Sheir is Meimis a Koldo Nefesh. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is now going according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Plukte the Rabbi Shmuel benoish Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike verabot. But there'll be a different shaila if he's chiyev, the Baal HaShem is chayev to pay koifer. The sanya we learned in Abaraisa, v'nosan pidyon nafshay. So whose nefesh are we speaking about? So the Tanakhama says, the main isik, Abi Shmuel b'noish Rabbi Yechanan b'mrei koimer, the main masik. Let us see Rashi. Bo sher muid, v'kibloi bekarnov, umeis, plukte d'Rav Yishmael v'Rabon, linyin koifer, Rav Yishmael doma koifer, b'mazik shaminon, m'shalom koifer. That means there was a misa of a kol dohu nefesh, but just like it's mechayiv misa, if an odom would do it, it's mechayiv koifer, fasheram who did it. Avol rabonon, d'shaminon b'nizik, ay lehavelei domim upotel. So now you need the main nizik. This tinnik does not have domim. Is kan shayla ben, why doesn't he have domim? Why doesn't he have domim? So I was under the impression, when it comes to domim shavyas, how much is the tinnik worth? So then we go back to mona tvira tova. That means if I can, in hilche shavyas, it's considered that, not in hilche shvichas domim, but in hilche shavyas, it's considered like he's a dead tinnik, als the halach of mona tvira. He doesn't have a market value, just like a keli doesn't have a market value. It's a mona tvira. That is how I understood. I saw in Birchas Avrom, the Birchas Avrom understood differently. Birchas Avrom understood that it's nothing to do with Mona Tvire. No, Lehava Leidomim means because no one will give any money for him when he's flying in the air. So then the Birchas Avrom has a problem. If that's pshat lehava leidomim, there's no market value because of the matzev of the tinnik now. That means you have a tinnik that's flying from, was thrown down from the Pire State Building. And will clear a shayla, what's the market value of this tinnik? So he understood pshat, no one will give a penny for him because he's worthless. So then he has a big problem. She has a problem, so then the whole sugya of Mona Tvira Tova, the beginning of the Peirik, is very shver. That means if you consider that there's no market value, so why if you hold Bosa B'Seifos Linin, so the Bo'acha V'Shibroi, the second one is Chayiv, but it doesn't have any value. That's his kasha. If the criteria of upshotting value was totally what people will give for him, and him say less lehava leidomim because people will not give any money for him, so why if you hold bosa b'seifas linin you have to pay for the keli? That's his kasha. So he brings down a meiridike machna frayim, which is very gishmak. Machna frayim says when the person is mazika keli, he's not mechuyif to pay for the keli. There's a chiyuv to replace the keli. That's the chiyuv. You broke a keli, sher tachasher. That means you broke a keli, replace the keli. That is true. I can give money for the keli, and you can, so that's also an oifen of replacement. Mali hein, mali dmeyim. But the chiyuv is not domim. The chiyuv is replacement. So Meili says a very geshmak esvor. So he says, when we're speaking about a keli, that a keli is falling down, we'll ask a shayla, what is the market value of this keli? So we'll say, well, people will give a penny for this keli. That's irrelevant because the dion is not what people will give. The din is, if it's not called a mona tvira, if he go bosa b'seif, it's a whole keli. So you have to, don't tell me, you have to give me back, you have to replace this keli. If you're not replacing, you have to give the value of a keli. But that what it doesn't have a market value now is irrelevant. But the main nizik, the main nizik is zichat toli in the market value of the person that was killed. It's not pshat as I'm a chuyif to bring him back alive, and I can't bring him back alive, so I pay the money for him. There, koifa zicha achiyev domim lechatchile. So he says, if the chiyev is domim lechatchile, so then I look at the market value, and there's no market value, b'shat, it's flying through the air. Zog the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Rabbe, nofal meiroi shagak. A person was sleeping on a gag. That's what Rabbi Nechananel says. He was sleeping on top of a gag. Hoya Yoshin Beroy Shagag. He was sleeping on top of a gag. And the Ruach Metzuya came. And he fell. So, Aruch Metzuya came and he fell. So here is a Pesheya. So here Rashi calls him Gadach Genshin Ofer Baruch Metzuya Dabalei Korev Lemezit. Here Rashi calls that Korev Lemezit. That he is Chayv and Daladvor. It was a Pesheya. V'niska Be'isha. And with this nefila, there was an isha tachtov, and this isha was yevimtoi, and with the nefila, he was boiled the isha. His chayev bedale dvorim. This is already called a mezid, this is called a pesheya. Not only is he chayev benezek, he's mechayev in sheves, in ripui, and tzar, nezek, ubi yivimtei loikonim. But if she was, his yivome is not koinim. Chay benezek, petzar, beripe, bishevis, avol boishes loy, disnane nechayv ala boishes, achi yehim iskav. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, V'niska be'isha chay v'dal ha'dvorim, v'chagoyin shenofar b'ruach metzuye, v'avalei korev l'meizit, u'b'yevimtoi loikone. He's not koine. V'ayt Rashi, af al pi sheshoninu, habo al yevimtoi, b'im b'shoigig, b'im b'meizit, in b'aynes, is koine. Hani mili heichid niskaven l'shum biye. There was a kavona to make a maise biye. It's bainis, but there was a kavona to make a maise biye. Hilkach, like, avozeh, hani mili heichid niskaven l'biye si isha acheret. So there was a kavona of biye. Avozeh loy niskaven l'shum biye. He wasn't miskaven to be boil anyone. So memele hilkach leikon. Bimchoza ba'osa echo mina'achim bo maima posla olof. Now, l'chayre, I didn't understand Rashi. L'chayre, Rashi could have ended hilkach leikon. There's a shayla. He made a ma'isa biya. There was no kavonis biya. So, shtey thought that without kavonis biya, it's not going to buy a yevama. Fine. So nothing happened. So now Rashi says, Bimchozar v'osa echad mina'achim bo maima. Now Rashi says, if another brother will make maima, Pasla Olo. So the second brother passed him on this knife. No, if there was no yibum, so memela, so the din is, if one brother makes maima, the second brother is So it's called, a maimer is called Bidarabonon, Kilo he was Miyabma. So the second brother can be Miyabma, Poslolo. But what is Rashi being Machadish over here? Rashi, if it's like on, it's like on. So I saw something very interesting in the Birchas Avraham. They wanted to be Moisif on what he said. The Birchas Avraham, the din is that we learned to Ram Gamliel that if you have two brothers and one makes maima or one gives a get, which is midrabonon, equivalent to a chalitza, so this get or this maima will pass along the second brother. So it's considered that like he made yibum midrabonon, he gave chalitza midrabonon, the second brother cannot is not permitted to be miyabma after the maima of the first brother. The Mishnah says, Yesh maima racha maima, yesh get racha get, ve'in maima racha biya. So, Pshan, the Mishnah is as follows. And even though we consider maima as a psayibim darabono, so l'chayre, it'd be a svara to say that if one brother made yibum midarabono, so the second brother can't make yibum midarabono. There's no two yibums. So if the first one made yibum midarabono, so it's finished. The second one make yibum daraisa, now that's another parsha. But if the second one makes also a maima, memes is a machlokes in this. But there's one madioma that says, Yesh maima racha maima. He made a yibum darabonon. He also made a yibum darabonon. Yesh get acha get. He made a chalitza darabonon. The second can also make a chalitza darabonon. Abo vein maima racha biya. Ein maima racha biya. That means if one was miyabim, so finished. So then, so it's a yibum. You can't make, after yibum, you can't make a new maima. Fine. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So I saw Birchas Avraham Achidish. The Birchas Avraham, where he got this from, I don't know. But he says, in the case of this case of Niska B'Yevimtoi, will a second brother be permitted to make Maima or to make Ibu? The first one made Bia, but the Bia wasn't Kainem. So he assumes that it has a teiris biya to us on the second one. That's what he assumes. So Memele, if he's right in this assumption, so I thought that then Rashi is telling us Amir de Kechidish. That means the Mishnah says, Ein mai meracha biya. So Chazal said, after biya, you can't make maimer anymore. Another brother can't make maimer. So l'chayre, if we assume l'gabi psul that it has a teiris biya, so l'chayre, so why should the second one be able to make maimer? That means you can look at it two ways. You can look at it, well, this wasn't a biya, it's not kainer, there's no kabonas biya, so it's gonish mit gonish. Fine. If you say that, then it's poshut. But the Birchas Avraham assumes, no, it has a teiris biya. Liv soil ala achim, it has a teiris biya. So if it has a teiris biya, liv soil, so perhaps then we have to go with all our klolim that ain't maima racha biya. So the maima of the second one should not pass on the first one. That's what Rashi is saying to say. Since this is a biya derabonon, so Memela, the maima of the second one will pass along the first one. That's the chiddush of Rashi. Bimchosa v'osa ech mina achim bo maima posla olav. Will pass along the first one. V'omar Rabbe. Nofal meroisha gag beruach she'ene metzuye. Again, he was lying down on roisha gag, and he fell beruach she'ene metzuye ve'hizik ubiyish. Chayev al anezek. Then he's chayev al anezek. Upota bedalet dvorim. Because a ruach she'ene metzuye, this is korv loines. So you're not chayiv on dalet dvorim. Beruach metzuye behizik ubiyish. Chayiv bedalet dvorim upotar ala boishes. So I mean, this is called a pesheya, but boishes ad she yiskav. Ve'im nisapach, but what is, when this person was falling, in mid-air, he turned over with an intent to fall on someone underneath. Chayev alab afalabayshes. Then he's chayev ambayshes also. Tisanye mimashma shenema vishilcha yodo eini yedeye shechziko. Mata maloime vechziko, loime loch kivinch niskaven lahazik, afalpi shaloi niskaven lebayish. Now let us just understand the drash, and then we'll elaborate soon. The pasuk says, vishilcha yodo vechziko bemavushov, and it says she's chayiv and boishes. So the word vechziko is miyuta. It could have said Vishilcha Yodo Bimavushov. That would have been sufficient. Why does it say Vehzika Bimavushov? So Vehzika is coming to tell us that even Vishilcha Yodo Bimavushov means her intent was to be Mavayishim. Vishilcha Yodo Bimavushov. Vehzika is coming to tell us that she wasn't mechaven to be mebayishim. We'll see, she was miskaven lahazik oisoi. She wanted to be mazikim. No grad, he became nisbayish. So there the din is, if there was niskaven lahazik, afal pish lo niskaven lebayish, yechayv amboishis. That is the drash, so a meila, if it was nesapech, is chayiv afala boishes. Now let us see Rashi. Vim nesapech la'acher shehischil linpoil. The niskaven, now why did he turn over? He's not making somersaults in the middle of the air to show his athletics. He's doing it in niskaven. Limpoil al ha'odom lahanosai. Now what does that mean, lahanosai? Lahanosai means that he has, there are two eifanim I can fall. Either he can fall on the concrete floor, which will be very painful, or there's someone laying down there, there's 350 pounds that's laying down there, there's a mordike cushion. So he's nishapach that he should fall on top of the person who's laying down. That's called, he's nishapach lahanosai. That's why he turned over and aimed himself that he should fall on top of this 350-pounder, that he should cushion his fall. Chayiv afal ha-boishes, afal pi shaloi niskaven l'shem boishes. He wasn't machaven l'shem boishes, afal pi kein, he is chayiv. Now, I'd like to elaborate a little. The Yam Shel Shloime is chaylik on Rashi. He says he doesn't He doesn't see this in our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Niskaven lahazik, afa pishla niskaven levayish yechai. So he says, but that's the Chiddush. Niskaven lahazik, afa pishla niskaven levayish. He says, Rashi says it's speaking about that when he fell down, he wasn't missing, he was niskaven lahanosai. Chas v'sholem. If there would be a mattress there, I mean, the rabbi fall on the mat. There's no mattress there, and this person is Baruch Hashem there. And, good, Nebuch, he's going to get hurt from the fall, but Chas v'Shalom, no intent to be mazik. Lahanosoi. Frag the Yamshel Shloimeh, so why is he chayv and boishes? Ano Gemara Yadana. The Gemara says, Verzike be mevushav af al pishol ein niskavne levayish, aber kiven she niskavne lahazik. Yosa, but you need niskavne lahazik. Yes, niskavne lahanos. As they fact the yam shel shloim man rashi. And because of this kasha, he's chaylik on rashi. He says, that's not the story over here. The story would be that the reason he was nesapach, because he wants the cushion is full, he won't pay bashes. So the Yamshel Shloimeh says something very interesting. Yamshel Shloimeh says as follows. He says, what's this inyan? We have a inyan by boishes. There's an inyan of niskaven levayish. We have a ribui berziko that I feel like, what's the inyan of niskaven levayish? So he says something very interesting. B'loi niskaven loy levayish. If the Yevruven and Shimon, and Reuven did a pula without an intent to be mevayish Shimon, ain ze kibiyush loy. So it's not considered that Shimon became this bayish. Sha'kol yoidim shloy oso ba'avu leganoisoy. That means he's touching up boishes. Boishes means that I'm doing something to degrade him. That's the touch boishes. If I'm doing something without an intent to degrade, I feel like he got embarrassed. Ein ze biyushloi. Ein ze kibiyushloi. It's not called kibiyush. It's embarrassing, but it's not called the boishes that the Torah was machayev to pay if an action was done liganoisei to be meganim. So Memele, he says, klo the Yamshel Shloimeh in the case over here. Let's see in Rashi's case, he was misapach kedei to cushion his fall. Chas v'sholem. It's not kabona lahazik. There's not kabona levayish. He's ichapot. He's chelik and rash. Avol shemiskaven lahazikoi. But what if a person wants to be mazikim? I want to do a pula. I don't intend to be megane you, but I want to be mazik you. That I want to do. I want to break your arm. That I want to do. I don't want to be mavazik you. I'm not interested in that. I want to be mazik you. In kain oso loy lira osoi. So he's doing a pula lira osoi. V'yesh boy din biyush. So that means the Yamshel Shloimeh is saying this Amora deKalamdus over here, that if I do a pula liraosoi, and that's the case of the posik v'chzikim b'mavushav, she wanted to be masikim. That means the reason she wanted to be masikim, we'll see why in the Miri soon. The reason why she wanted to be masikim, but she was masikim in such a noifen that he's nizbayish also through this pula. He's nizbayish also through this pula. So since she wants to do a pula l'ra'osoi, V'yesh boy din biyush. That means you're doing a pula l'cha osoy. So it's considered kilu yumachav l'ganoisoy. That's the shitas yam shushleim. But in our case, when he, the whole purpose of the hisapchus was lahanosoy, there's no problem whatsoever. That is what the yam shushleim says. We have to, but this is not Rashi. Rashi doesn't hold like this. Rashi says, close and sapach, la nose, vafal piken yechayv. So there's a Meiri over here. The Meiri lemaise says one volt. He says a little bit more than one volt, but let's see this one volt that he says. He says that the case of Boishis and the Bosik, why was she Mevayish? She wanted to be Matzal her husband. She wanted to be Matzal her husband. She had two ways how to stop this person from being Mazik her husband. Either she'll be Mevayishim or she'll be Mazikim. But it was done Kidei lahatzel. Va'aval pikein. It says, if she wanted to be mazikim, so she's chayv on the boishes. So the Miri says, we see, even though this is, the hezek is kidei lahatzel, personally she doesn't want to be mazikim either, but she wants to be matzel. So if you do a pula lehazik, kidei lahatzel, so it's also chayiv amboishes. So it got a little clearer what the Yam Shul Shloime asked on Rashi. Here there's no kavona bachlal to be mazik, there's a kavona lahatzel. Lahatzel es nafshoy. So he says the pasuk is also speaking about that. It's not pure l'shem hezek. It's lahatzel es bailo. So she's doing this lahatzel es bailo. But l'chayre, there's still a gvalde kechilik. There, she wants to be mazik, de lahatzel bailo. Here, when he's nesaper, he doesn't want to be mazik at all. He wants to be matzel himself. There's no intent to be mazik. I saw in Taisus Rabbi Kevega, he says, Amor de Kezach, which is Dachsame Keloiren Lenaim. Rabbi Kevega says as follows. Av she'enoi, no, kivin de miskaven lipel al hodom, he wants to fall on the person. Av she'enoi mechaven levaisha. He has no intent whatsoever to be mevaish this person. Kivin de mechaven lasois ze. I want to do this. I want to fall on top of him. Va maise ze yesh boishes chayev alo. So Rabbi Kevega Dachsma is saying, aboira di kezach. Rabbi Kevega says, "At she yiskaven." The members in the loshen, "Einay chayiv al aboishes at she yehei miskaven," which is a very sosum dikaloshen. So Rabbi Kevega says, "You know what the miskaven means? The pule that I'm doing, I want to do." Given the mechavein lasa, he said, I want to do this pula. If I want to do a pula, and this pula will be mevayish. So mamela, that's called the zachiv of boishes. So mamela, dachsech me, according to Rabbi Kevega, napshat in the posig is, Shiniskiven shiniskaven lahazik avopishon niskaven lebayish yechay because of niskaven lahazik. Niskaven lahazik is just another way of understanding why she did it. She did it because she wanted to be mazik, and that's how she'll be matzah her husband. But not the criteria is because she wants to be mazik. The criteria, she wants to do this pool, and this pool will be mavayishim. That's the criteria. Whatever the reason is why she wants to do the pool, she wants to do the pool because she wants to be matzah her husband. That's why she's doing it. So it's the only way she matzah her husband, she wants to be mazikim. That's how she'll be matzah her husband. He wants to fall on top of him because he wants to be matzah himself. But I want to do this. This pool I want to do. So then the zachiyah of teshlum ha'boishes. So this is klar, not like the Yamshul Shloimeh. The Yamshul Shloimeh understood that Fakert is a lom dis niskaven lahazik. I want to do niskaven lera'osai. That's a Yamshul Shloimeh learned. So even though it was miskaven lekanoisai, miskaven lera'osai is also yesh loy din biyush. That's according to Rabbi Kiveger, it's another agdorin gans. Pshat is, I want to do this pula for whatever reason I'm doing it, but if I want to do, and this pula will be mevayish, that's called, so the pula that's mevayish has to be a miskaven to do this pula. Zot the Gemara weiter. V'omar Rabbe, hiniach loy gecheles aliboy umeis pota. A person put a gecheles aliboy. His Reuven went and took a hot coal, and Shimon is laying in the sun, getting a sunbath, and Reuven takes a hot coal and puts it on his heart. Now, let me tell you something. If Shimon doesn't do anything quickly, in 10 minutes, it'll be Ba'alma Dikshait. And he's finished already. And he put it on his heart. Reuven put it on his heart. And Umeis. And Shimon Taka didn't do anything. Shimon died. So the din is Potter. Reuven is Potter. He's innocent. You can't kill him. I'm not speaking about Dinei Shemayim, but Al Kaponim and Dinei Odom, he's Potter. Al Bigdoi V'Nisraf, now we have the same scenario, that Shimon was laying down to take a suntan, and next to him was his clothing, and Reuven comes along with this hot coal, and Shimon says, don't you dare put it on me. So he goes, okay, fine. He puts it on his clothing, and the Shimon is watching how it's there. Then all of a sudden, after 10 minutes, it's burnt to a crisp. Al bigdoi v'nisraf chayiv. Yechayiv. He yechayiv and he yepot. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi. Now we have to understand what Rashi is saying. Now, the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi is, we can learn, I had understood that Rabbi Shimon doesn't say like this, but let's, I had understood, Shahoyo Loy Lesalko is a Rashi said, Shimon should have taken it off. So, L'chayre, I understood it was Frumareit. Reuven put a hot coal on Shimon, so Shimon will say, he put it on. I won't, he wants to put it on, put it on, finished. No, Shayle L'salka, there's a chiv, L'sam adam reyecho, you yourself, what do you mean? You're leaving it there, there's a chiv, Ishbat vel nafshisechim. You're supposed to take it off. You're not supposed to. You'll die in Kiddush Hashem. You're supposed to take it off. Shahoya loyless halka. Shahoya loyless halka. That's the lashon of Rashi. He should have taken it off. He shouldn't leave it on. So it's considered kilo. He committed suicide. Yemah b'datz meladatz. Why are you leaving it there? Take it off. So Memela, that's why the first one is Pota Famisa. He killed himself. He did it, not me. What if he put it al bigdoi? Chayiv. So now Rashi says the whole Megillah. The hodaloi silka, that he didn't take it off, sover atveine lai bedina veyifrali. He thought, I won't take it off, let it burn, and I'll mourn from him. So that, what does Rashi have to say in Megillah over here? So Dachsachmeh Rashi, and we'll, it seems from Dachsachmeh, from the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz and Teisves, Rashi, the lomda soilo lesalka bachlal is not applicable over here. There's a hot call. You should take it off. Here, I have to take it off. But there's another shaila. Yenna puts the coal on your baguette, and you're standing there. You see your baguette starting to burn. You don't say a word. So maybe you're meichelim. If you don't say anything, you're just watching how it burns. So maybe there's a svar, if I count, silence is a skomesh, tike kaido, do it, it doesn't bother me. So maybe it's a mechila. So I says, no. It's not a mechila. You know why I kept quiet? I have to start up with you, I have to talk with you. I wanted a new suit, side by side. You burnt this one. I'll slap you to bezin. I'm not losing anything that this suit gets burned. So memela. So that's what Rashi says. The hodalei silka. I should take it away now. What's? I didn't have to do anything. The hodalei silka sava atvina le bedina veyifrali. That means I'll slap the din teire. So not a moichelim. I'll slap the din teire. I didn't have to do anything. Zakta Gemara, so this is a memre of Rabbe. Inir legachelos alibe meispot abigdei benisra of Rabbe. Omar Rove tavaya tanin. So Rove said, you know, I have a raya to both of your lochis. This not kovash olov l'soicha oil. A person, I will say chol l'soicha mayim. Someone fell into the water. He fell into the water by himself. Now he wants to go and get out of the water. So there's someone standing there and holds him down. He didn't throw him into the water. He fell in by himself. But now when he wants to get up, he's holding him down. So the din is, this person is a retzeach. That means even though, what did I do? He was in the water already, but he wanted to get up. You pushed him, you prevented him from getting up. Yechayev misa, you're a tzayach. Dachvoy, l'soich ul l'soich amayim. But what happens? Boom, look, I pushed him into the water. I pushed him in. V'yochel alis misham. If he wants, he can get out. I just pushed him in. Umeis, he's in the water already. He's not going to do anything. Potter. So then it's called that fakert that hoyel. What do you mean? He pushed you in the water. She got out of the water. Why did you stay in the water? So it's called yimabedas miladas. That means a matziv that you could have changed. You could have been mesalik. Zichyena threw you into the water, but you should have got out of the water. You didn't get out of the water. So Memele, so you're Mabadat's Miladas. He's not a Ritzayat. You should have gotten out of the water. So we see this svore, that if a person did a pula to someone, that mitzad the pula, if the Nizik won't do anything, he's gonna die. But he could have done. So the first one is not called a Ritzayat, he's not called a Shefer Domin. Big Doi Disnan. Now the second halacha of Rove, Bigdoi. That Rove said that Bigdoi is not a mechila. That's what Rove said. I watch you doing it. I'm not taking it off. I'm not moichel you. I'll slap you to the entire. So we saw. We have a mishnah kras ksusi b'shaber eskadi. Shimon goes over to Reuven. Tear my baguette. He tears it. Chayiv. So So Reuven is chayev. I told you that my beggar, it's from the Seres HaDibros. I told you to tear it. You tear it, you're chayev. I never was meichel you. I just told you to tear it. Amanas lifta potter. But what if he asks, he tells him, you're not, you can tear my beggar and you'll be potter to pay then his potter. But al kaponim, we see that kras ksusi, even though I told him to tear the beggar, that does not mean mechila. Does not mean mechila. I'm talking to tear the beggar. You tear, you'll have to pay for it. So memela, not being misalik, the gachelas, does not mean mechila. That means amanya for it. I'm telling you, kras ksusi, amanya to bezin for it. It does not mean mechila. Boy rabbi, now Rabbi Klar the Shaila, he niach gacheles aleif avdai. Mau. He put a gacheles aleif avdai. Reuven has an Eved Knani. And Shimon goes and puts a gacheles on the leif of the Eved Knani. Mau. Ki gufay domi, oi ki mamayne domi. A very difficult Gemara, we'll see soon. Is it ki gufay? That means, by Gufa we said, that the one who puts the gacheles is not a ritzayach. I put it, oyelelis luke. So memele, see, also the same thing, oyelelis luke. Oyke mamaynay dami, or is it like mamaynay, like his beget? We'll see soon. Im timtza loymer kegufay domi, if you say it's kegufay domi, shayre mahu, what's the din by shayre? If he puts it on the shayre, or the poshta avdei kegufay shayre kemamayne. Let us see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi, kovash olav shetokvay shamat shemeis, chayim. Doch, he come alayim, tirtzikra, bishalem, he could cut, but he could tip, by begging, you'll have to pay, avo, pirish leom, and nas lifte pot. Avdoi, kigufay domi, vinich odom, gecheles alayim, avdei pot, shahoy, eloi, leeved, lesalko. Shahirke, mamayne, shayim, baidas, lesalko, vachayiv. So, let's go backwards. Shahirke, mamayne, is telling Amuradikizach, that means you put a gecheles on my share. A share does not have intellect to be matzel himself. You put it there, so the share won't take it off. So memele, you can't say the share killed himself. You killed the share, because the share mitzad atzmai does not have das to be misalik. So memele, so that's why, Shayre will be chayev. Now, the problem is, what was the shakla v'taya by Avdai? The Moreh that said, Avdai kim amaynai. Avdai kim amaynai. What's the pshat? Avdai kim amaynai. Ayle l'salke. I put it on the Eved. According to Rashi, we're speaking about the Eved could have been misalakit. He wasn't misalikit, so he killed himself. He's mabadats muladats. What do you want from me? He should have taken it off. So Rab Shimon in the Chedushei Agriz in Masechtas Erchin, Gavuch Adeloshna of the Rach by Yosef is, I'm with the Rach says, Kivin she yochel asiro mi aliboy, ho ye loyla asiro, by gufoy, Kivin she yochel asiro mi aliboy, ho ye loyla asiro, loy asiro, hu horre gesatzmai. My Mrs. Adeloshna by Nechanano, that's called, I put it down here, so finished. You could have taken it off. You should have taken it off. And if you didn't, it's called you killed yourself. So lechayre the Biskerov and Elchin that you doubt him at base asks this kasha what according to Rashi what is the shaila? So he says the suffix is as follows. The suffix is that we have over here, there are two parties involved. He says like this, if the Dian would have been, do I owe the Eved money? If there'd be such a shaila, I put a gachelis on the leva Eved, and there'd be a shaila, it was genizik, or he got burned, do I owe him, was I choyvel the Eved? So then, it's zicha no shayla. He says, I put it there, so. You should have taken that off. You left it there. It's called hizik es atzmi. But here, he says, the gemara is claiming a moirdike shayla. The shayla is legabi the odin. That means the odin is coming over to this person. The odin wasn't here the whole time. The odin was in Chicago. I go and I put a gecheles on the Eved, and the Eved gets burned, and then the Odin comes, the Eved didn't do anything, he could have taken it off, he didn't do anything, he's a martyr, and then I come to the Odin comes to me, he says, pay me for you killed my Eved, pay me for my Eved. So I'm gonna tell the Odin, me? The Eved should have taken it off. So he says, the Gemara Reshel, that's not so poshut. To Gabi the Odin, don't tell me such shtelutzim. That means if we're clearing your chiv to the Eved, so Memele, so you killed the Eved, as a chiv, the chiv shvichas domim of the Eved, then you can tell me maisis, I didn't kill you, you killed yourself. But when you were talking to me, don't tell me what the Eved should have done, could have done. You went and killed my Eved. So here the Gemara Rahava mean it is mechuyif to pay. That could be avdoi kimamoinai. You can't, this, hoyalei lesalka is only when there is a sichsuch between the meiniach and the nizik, so then, or the nisraf, then there's a tiny hoyalei lesalka. It's called you did it, not me. That's the lashon of the Buskarov. Ulai lo shayach lifter asameniach betashlumei lehaodain bishvil she'eved ayuyochel asalik. He mustn't agree lehaodain. What was given? What Eved could have done, should have done. Don't tell me. You arei hizikoi. And the Gemara is machadish nitzay. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. The Gemara is machadish. No. It's a ptur from the Odin also. That since he was a bardas, he could have done it, and perhaps we could read from already, he should have done it. So, Mamela, I didn't know. You have a tain of hezek on the Eved, and blessed lover, you mourn from him. You mourn from him that he was mazik, you have it. That's called to argus. I'm not responsible. I feel the gabi to shlumin is okay. Uchilu, that's what this is the lashon of the Buskarov. Uchilu, who lo yosas hanezek, elo ha'eved shloisilik es hagecheles. That is how the Buskarov learns pshat in the Shakla Vitalia according to Rashi. Let us just see the taptaisvis. Kovash olov. The Reish is speaking about that even though he fell into the water on his own accord, so I didn't, you got into the water by yourself, but now I'm preventing you to leave the water, I'm called a Ritzayach. In the second case, Dochva, even though I put you in the water, but if you could get out of the water and you didn't get out, so it's called I'm not a retzeich, because whatever I did could have and should have been rectified. Krak susi chayiv. Teime. Heichi maisi raya. Krak susi is chayiv. So the mob means a raya that in niach al bigdai is also chayiv. Teim echi maiserai, du meshani hoche, Shahoyaloi Lahoser Agacheles Meal Bigdoi. Kraxusi Pshat is, I told him to tear my beged and he tore it. I couldn't do anything. After I told him, I couldn't do anything to prevent it. So I told him to do it and he did it, so he's chayev. There's no time that why didn't you prevent the hezek? I told him, Garsusi, he did it. So memeil, then he's chayev. But maybe here there's a taina you should have taken away the coal. Teida midenokat rabe al bigdoi chayiv michlal da al besorei pota. Al besorei is pota. So why is al besorei pota? Because I put al besorei. I'm not talking about liboy al besorei. You should have taken it off. You got kenizik, so that's you did it, not me. Vosem lekamon man sima es eini afilo amenas liftei chayit. If I tell someone, make blind my eye, and I even tell him, amenas liftei is also chayit. So what's the difference? Al besoroi is potter. And sima es eini is chayit. So lecher, that's the teretz. The teretz is because al besoroi could have taken it off. And Sima Seinoi, when after I told him, I couldn't do anything about it. Now I think we'll stop here because in order to appreciate Taisvus Teretz, we have to see the next Taisvus.